Welcome to Ink and AI, a weekly 5-minute podcast where we explore how marketers can use AI to simplify their daily workflows. Join us every week as we experiment with new tools and techniques to uncover how we could make our complicated jobs just a little bit easier. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ink and AI. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about Logo, which is a great GPT to be using if you are in the early stages of designing and conceptualizing a new logo for a company or a client. So let's get into the top three things you can accomplish using Logo, which is a GPT that's available within the ChatGPT ecosystem. Number one, logo design and brand identity. Logo can help create unique, visually appealing logos tailored to your brand's characteristics and industry requirements. This includes applying principles of human aesthetics and the golden ratio to ensure the logos are not only attractive, but also functionally effective. Number two, industry-specific design insights. Logo can provide guidance on how different interpretations of colors, shapes, and symbols can be incorporated into your brand identity. This is crucial for tailoring your branding to specific markets or demographics. And number three, visual mockups and revisions. Logo can create visual mockups of logo concepts and iterate on them based on your feedback. This helps you visualize how your logo might look in different formats or within different various visual contexts, such as merchandise, digital media, or print ads. So I would say that there are multiple GPTs that are within the ChatGPT ecosystem that specifically create logos. But I have to say that Logo is actually one that I find is really, really in depth, and you can actually ask it to iterate based on small details, such as changes in structure, changes in color. You could even try asking it to incorporate text elements, such as the name of your company. So in experimenting with Logo for the purpose of this episode, the first prompt I chose for it was a pre-selected one titled, "I want a modern logo." And I was curious what would come from this prompt because it's very generic. So once I selected it, Logo shared 5 key design considerations and suggestions to keep in mind when creating a modern logo, such as simplicity, distinctiveness, and versatility, with a brief explanation of each. It also recommended using a simple geometric shape that represents the function or product that your business is focusing on, paired with the name of your company. So this, I would say, is very helpful, especially if you are either new to logo design or you are looking for specific keywords on how to describe the type of logo that you're looking for to a client or to an executive team. Just asking things like, I'm looking to create a more character-based logo or a modern logo. This could give you the keywords that might be useful in that conversation, but overall, not super specific, not super helpful if I'm actually trying to create a logo. So, second, I actually asked it a prompt that is much more specific, which is to create a logo for my vegan food company. Now, when I asked this prompt, this is where Logo really shined. It proceeded to outline a detailed concept called Green Sprout, explaining its recommended logo color scheme, typography, and layout. Then, Logo asked me if I wanted a visual mock-up of this concept, to which I answered yes. It generated one that was just okay, definitely something you still want a graphic designer to tweak and finalize, but it was still fine as a mock-up in the beginning stage. So I gave it feedback on this mock-up on the color and style, and I specifically asked it to add a little bit of blue and maybe add an animal outline into the style, upon which it definitely proceeded to instantly update the image based on my feedback, which was really nice. So overall, Logo is an excellent GPT to use when you're in the early stages of ideating the basic structure and concept of a logo. You can use it to create multiple mockups and generate sample color, typography, and structural themes to help you and your team jumpstart the process of logo creation. If you try it out, definitely let me know in comments if you like it. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. And make sure to subscribe and come back next week to learn more about AI tools that you can use in your daily workflow.